agenda about computing education. This, in the last days of the previous government, we came up with this definition, or rather Jim Rose came up with this definition for QCDA of what constitutes ICT capability. It's not a bad definition. If I had put it up on the slide deck in front of, sorry, on the screen in front of you, you could have come up with a lot of those words yourself, I'm sure. We have skills, obviously. We also have knowledge and understanding in there. We're looking at confidence, we're looking at competence, we're looking at independence. And the thing a lot of my trainees forget about is this, the importance of managing risks and staying safe online. That's not bad, is it? It is very much about using technology and using technology well. This bit of work takes us off in a very, very different direction from using the technology. This is about understanding the technology and about understanding the principles of computation and through them, understanding the world. How we got there from where we were, where you have people like Ian Livingstone and Alex Hope, commissioned by Department of Media and Sport, saying what can be done for the UK visual effects and games industry, and they say number one recommendation is address the beginning of the pipeline as put computer science on the national curriculum as an essential discipline. This gentleman, Eric Schmidt, who knows who Eric Schmidt is? Oh, that's a relief. I thought audiences and teachers, I don't need quite so many hands going up. Eric Schmidt controls more people's access to information than almost anybody else has their information. Let's have a listen to what he had to say about this.
Today, computer science is not even taught as standard in UK schools. Now, your IT curriculum, by the way, focuses on teaching how to use software, but it doesn't teach people how it's made. This risks throwing away your great computing heritage.
Okay, now, to be fair, the old curriculum did have programming on there, and one would have thought Eric Schmidt could have found that out by, I don't know, like, Googling it. You also then have an August body like the Royal Society coming up with 18 months of research commissioned by university computing departments and some of the industry, saying what can be done about the position of computing in school. And they say part of it's a rebranding exercise. This ICT brand is damaged goods. Those of you in the room, who's got GCSE ICT and willing to admit to it in public? Okay, I've got a few hands going up. I'm so sorry for you, Beth. We have this sort of damaged goods aspect of that, which I think is unfair. You know, there's a lot of really, really good work going on. But they say that one of the things which we need to do is rebrand it, instead of calling it ICT, let's call it computing. And let's recognise that there's more to that than just using office skills, which again is an unfair criticism in my view, but it should include digital literacy. Sorry, Doug, they've gone with the singular form, don't trust me. Information technology and, of course, this computer science stuff. You know, Ian Livingstone, Alex Hope, the Royal Society, Eric Schmidt standing up and saying something should be done sooner or later, this gentleman takes notice. Oh, I'm so sorry, I can't take on
Come on. Imagine, this will be a dramatic change. In just a few years' time, once we remove the roadblock of the existing ICT curriculum, instead of children, what would out of their minds being taught how to use Word and Excel by teachers, or even more bored, we could have 11 year olds able to write simple 2D computer animations using an MIT tool. By 16,
he goes on. So his criticism, his suggestion is the problem was the ICT curriculum. I think an unfair suggestion. We want more computing in school. Let's get rid of the ICT curriculum and let schools do whatever they want. Didn't actually seem to work out like that. A lot of us wrote and said, look, if you want to see more computing, that's not the right way to go about it. So he rejects the advice of the National Curriculum Expert Panel, some of the advice from the Royal Society, and says that ICT continues as a national curriculum subject with a new statutory programming study for all four key stages from September 2014. So there's the public commitment to that. Unlike all of the other subjects being reviewed as part of the National Curriculum Review, he says, I'm going to do it differently. As with so much IT, he decides to outsource this one and bring in the British Computer Society and the Royal Academy of Engineering to provide advice on how to do that. Small working party to write the first draft, share that draft out to the public in October. Again, this is different from how they did all of the other things. Revise that draft, iterative development process, send it back to the DfE and see what changes they want made. We did that, we handed it in about 4:45 on the 3rd of November, 5 o'clock deadline. It's not just your students, it really isn't just your students. The DfE then have a look at what we've done and say, go away and do it again properly. Well, they say that to a couple of people, but anyway. Short of saying, the subject aims, get rid of the one.